Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore.
We cannot talk about creepy Maryland history without discussing the world's most famous horror fiction poet and author, Edgar Allan Poe, whose life and mysterious death in Baltimore attracts tourists worldwide all year round. Edgar Allan Poe is known for his works like The Raven, The Telltale Heart, and his very last poem, Annabel Lee. In this episode dedicated to Edgar Allan Poe, I will be visiting his gravesite in Baltimore in the Westminster Hall Burying Ground, and I'll also be stopping by the Annabel Lee Tavern. Dark and troubled are probably the best words I can use to describe Edgar Allan Poe when looking at his troubled life and his poems and short stories. You know, his life was filled with alcoholism and failed relationships, and he went into a lot of debt. He didn't even make any money off of his first successful publication, The Raven. On a rainy October night in 1849 in Baltimore, a man named Joseph Walker found Poe semi-unconscious in the streets of Fells Point, wearing clothes that were way too small for him. Poe was able to give Walker his name and a friend in Baltimore that could help him, but he couldn't really say what happened to him. His friend came after Walker described him as rather the worse for wear and in need of immediate assistance, and his friend brought him to a local hospital where he died just 4 days later on October 7th. So newspapers reported his cause of death as congestion or swelling of the brain, which is another phrase for alcoholism, but no one could confirm his actual cause of death. His death is still considered an unsolved case, with theories ranging from a brain tumor, a seizure, beaten to death, rabies, but the most widely believed theory is that Poe was a victim of cooping, which was basically the forced act of voter fraud. So back in the 19th century in Baltimore, it was very common for politicians to pay people to kidnap victims, disguise them, and force them to vote for a candidate multiple times in different outfits and disguises. But if they didn't comply, they'd be beaten or forced to chug alcohol. So this would explain Poe's strange clothing, as well as the fact that he was found on election day. And witnesses report that Poe's last words were, "Lord help my poor soul," before his untimely death. So I'm at the corner of Green Street and Lafayette Street, and I found Edgar Allan Poe's actual tomb, and I've never actually been here before. I've lived in Maryland my whole life, and I'm shocked right now. I grew up reading Edgar Allan Poe, you know, like Telltale Heart and The Raven. It's just crazy. Poe's Baltimore, a place of beginnings and endings. Edgar Allan Poe, the American literary genius, best known for his short stories and poems, often claimed Baltimore as his birthplace. In Baltimore, Poe found love and affection, launched his literary career, and was later laid to rest. Born in Boston and reared in Richmond, the troubled writer remained emotionally tied to Baltimore, where the Poe family name was held in high regard.
Every year on his death date, a Poe toaster comes, a mysterious person comes and leaves flowers, and alcohol. I can't remember what kind of alcohol. Wow. Some sort of wine or something on his grave every year, and nobody knew who it was.
There's like, do you see all these coins on the tomb?
So what is that?
I don't know. Okay, so I looked it up, and it makes sense that there are coins because people leave coins on the graves of war veterans, and Edgar Allan Poe did serve in the army, even though he dropped out halfway through his time. Oh my gosh, there's like a big keyhole.
For a giant key.
For a big key to like enter to have access to these tombs.
Probably a skeleton key.
That's a good one. Oh my god, this person's name Anna. And then I stumbled across something truly terrifying. I found the original burying site of Edgar Allan Poe, and there was a raven carved onto the tomb, but right on top of it was an actual bird, and I was like, whoa. And then out of nowhere, the bird just like flew at me and like chirped at me, and I freaked out.
Oh my god, just flew at me. That was scary.
Oh, there are birds everywhere.
Quoth the raven.
And then we ran into a man who told us where we could learn more about Edgar Allan Poe, giving us some book recommendations, but pretty nice guy.
Quite special to be his final resting place. He's such an icon of Baltimore. This is just to be amongst all the history. Baltimore history here is just amazing.
Annabelle Lee Tavern was pretty cute and small. All of the drinks and decor were Edgar Allan Poe themed, and they were playing old-timey music the whole time.
It was just the perfect way to end my Edgar Allan Poe day. Poe died when he was only 40 years old, and it's sad to think that he would have no idea how successful and timeless his stories actually were today. His stories of suspense, death, regret, and lost love still intrigue readers even almost 200 years later. I think as long as people appreciate horror and literature, Poe's legacy will continue on forever.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.